How does your volleyball team look this year? Do you have a lot of girls out?
Yeah, actually 33 total girls out, about the same amount we had last year. And so we had a big group of freshmen this year and a hefty group of seniors too. So they're looking good. They've been working hard. We started September 6th and been going strong ever since. So a lot of girls in there, but good numbers and working hard. Yeah.
And you started off the season against Juneau here at home.
Yeah. Nothing like starting off with a 4A school right off the bat. Got Juneau Douglas here in town, and they brought 24 kids, so we could split all our teams into three different teams. So the girls did a great job of having their first games of the year just to get the cobwebs out of playing someone else besides ourselves at practice every single day, which was nice. And our youngest group did a great job. They won a set every day against Juneau Douglas's team, and it's a different Juneau Douglas started August 4th, so they've got 2 months of practice and games and conference games already under their belt, and this was our first one of the year. So it was good to see a good performance by all our teams. Our upper JV group kind of struggled a little bit in the beginning, but found their rhythm towards the end of it. Friday, they took a set off of their JV squad too and performed well, finally, you know, finding that rhythm of working together as a unit. And then our varsity squad put out a good performance the first night. A lot of energy, almost to the point where we had to calm them down a little bit. Really, really excited to get on the floor and play with Juneau Douglas. And we've got a older group that's been to the state tournament, some of them 2 years in a row, so we look good where we are. I'm happy where we're at right now, and a couple holes to fill from kids that graduated last year and our new kids that have joined the varsity squad have stepped up. So
you'll still be mixing and matching and figuring out parts of the starting lineup?
Yeah, as always. I think we actually used four different ones this past weekend, staying up late and kind of drawing it on paper, trying to see which would work best. And we actually stuck with one all day Friday, and it worked really well. I was actually really pleased with how the girls handled it, how they got on the floor and actually got everybody into the game at the same time too. So everyone chipping in their portion of their responsibilities on the floor too, so everyone playing a part in the win. And so we lost in three on Thursday night against Juneau Douglas, but very competitive games, and then lost in four on Friday night, and even more competitive. So we're getting there, and we got a lot of season left. So,
anyone to highlight individually?
Yeah, you know, our older group with the varsity squad, it was impressive how everyone contributed. And on that group, we got Kaya Dalla and Leanne LaPerry as our setters, kind of run the offense, and then our outside hitters with Jasmine Omer, Courtney Fredrickson, and Katie Brock on the outsides. And then our middles kind of have a nice little middle tandem, and I think one of the better middle tandems that I've had here at Petersburg High School, with Tanya Spears and Elisa Larson. And then our defense is held up with Martha Johnson and Tatum Hagerman got some playing time up there too. But Katie Brock passed amazingly this past weekend, and she was kind of the highlight on our passing and our defense. So, and then the young kids, we had a lot of pretty much the entire freshman group that we had on that younger squad played exceptionally well. It was really, really good how well they performed.
Yeah. Does it get easier for you next weekend or weekends to come?
Yeah, you know, this weekend we head off to Juneau with our younger kids. Our varsity is going to stay home because they got a big week next week. But this week we're heading up to Thunder Mountain, the small schools tournament. So we're taking 23 kids up there, and they're just going to play as many games as they possibly can. So that'll be good. And then the following week is the Jive tournament already up in Juneau. And it's back-to-back with our conference seeding tournament. So we go to Jive on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning at 7, we jump on a ferry and head to Haines for 6 conference matches in a day and a half. So a good rest week is good for them, because next week for the varsity team, it'll be a lot. Yeah, so doesn't get much easier, but it's good playing time.